Hey, good morning, Alpha. It's Jeremiah.
Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I am calling because unfortunately I got some bad news here.
What happened?
I was yesterday. I've been the reason why I didn't call you back is I've been going back and forth trying to get your loan here finalized and approved with all the documents we got in. And then it had came back saying that there was a record on you specifically. So I was going back and forth, emailing, trying to see if there was a way around it, letting them know the situation of what happened with your employee that happened that you were telling me
Yeah,
about.
but another company, they approved me $35,000. So already
Yeah.
they have loan for that.
I
So
know.
all this document, all this signature, they supposed to say no the first time.
I know. I
Yeah,
know.
it
I
doesn't
agree
make
with you.
sense.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
So that's why I've been trying to go back and forth. That's what took me so long yesterday in the evening. But this morning I
They
got
kill
a
my time because, another company already they gave me offer, but, they gave me a lot of money, so I don't want that. That's why I came with you guys. So
I
they
know.
took all this time and, like more than 1 week, and they'll say no.
I am as shocked as you are. Usually this never happens. So that's why I've been waiting for multiple emails from multiple people trying to get a final answer here, and they killed the deal basically, and there's nothing I can do. So I feel really bad. I'm sorry. I don't know.
It's really bad reputation for your company because, it is all this signature, all this, all my information they got it,
Yeah.
the first time they can't say no. I
I
can try
agree.
somewhere else. Yeah.
I agree. That's what I have been saying multiple times to multiple people, and I've sent emails to the managers, to their managers, and trying to get an approval just to say, explain the situation, what was going on. Unfortunately, it's out of their hands. It came down to the underwriter. I guess there was the answer they gave me was that there was some kind of criminal background that you didn't pass, and
What
that
criminal? What are they talking about? What criminal?
yeah, that's I didn't get any details. That's what they said, was that it came back that you didn't pass the criminal background test.
What they talking about? I don't have any criminal. I don't have anything. This is just $10,000. I
I
got
know.
$35,000 with another company. Right now, actually, I'll get from them by next week.
Yeah.
Because, but right now I need it because it's holiday. That's why, I was expecting.
I was
God.
expecting. I'm so sorry. I was expecting to give it to you. I had no idea why. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't. This never happened. So I just.
It doesn't make sense. This is not right. This is not right. All my information, all my signature, this is crazy. This is really criminalize that office, not mine. That's criminalize that office.
I understand. I
Yeah.
understand. Yeah.
They took all this information. This is crazy.
I know.
I never heard this kind of things. I never heard. The
Yeah.
first time they can say no.
I agree. That's
Yeah.
why I'm telling you, this has never happened to me. So I've never been, in this stage where it's a ready to fund and then all of a sudden something happened and they changed their mind. So it's
They're so stupid.
I'm so sorry.
Seriously.
If
Okay,
something
no
changes,
problem.
though, I'll
That's
give
fine.
you a call, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.